Welcome to Listen To. This is Ted. The news was published on Wednesday, October 16th. Joining us today are Eric and Kate. Let's dive into a fascinating study on longevity and diet. Welcome to our roundtable discussion. Today we're diving into a groundbreaking study on longevity and diet. Let's start with the basics. What did this study involve and what were its main findings?
Well, Ted, this was a massive undertaking. We're talking about nearly 1,000 genetically distinct mice. Talk about a mouse party. The key takeaway? Eating fewer calories trumped periodic fasting when it came to extending lifespan. It's like the tortoise and the hare, but with food.
That's right. But let's not undersell the results here. The mice on calorie-restricted diets didn't just live
longer.
Hold on,
Kate. While the results are impressive, we can't ignore the genetic factor. This study isn't just
about... Eric, you're missing the forest for the trees. The diet made a huge difference. We're talking about mice eating only 60% of their normal calories, living 9 months longer on average. That's like adding years to a human lifespan.
You both make interesting points. Can you explain what exactly caloric restriction means in this context?
Sure thing, Ted. Caloric restriction is like putting your body on a smart budget. It's about reducing daily calorie intake without skimping on essential nutrients. In this mouse study, some of our furry friends were given 60% or 80% of their usual calorie allowance each day. It's not about starving, it's about optimizing.
Exactly. It's essentially a controlled form of underfeeding. But it's not just about eating less, it's about optimizing nutrient intake while reducing overall calories.
Kate, that's an oversimplification. The study showed that the mice that lived longest were those that lost the least weight despite eating less. It's about resilience.
But you can't ignore the clear correlation between calorie reduction and increased lifespan. The numbers speak for themselves.
Let's move on to the concept of genetic resilience. How did this factor into the study's findings?
Great question, Ted. Genetic resilience was the real MVP here. Picture this. The mice that were like tiny bodybuilders, maintaining their weight, fat percentage, and immune cell health, even when food was scarce, those were the ones that lived the longest. It's like they had a genetic superpower against stress.
While that's true, it doesn't negate the benefits of caloric restriction. Even genetically diverse mice showed increased longevity on restricted diets.
But Kate, you're not seeing the whole picture. The range of lifespans within each diet group was as wide as the Grand Canyon. Some mice on the lowest calorie diet lived only a few
months.
That
just shows that while genetics play a role, diet can still have a significant impact on lifespan across different genetic backgrounds. It's not an either-or
situation. Let's put this study in historical context. Can you think of any similar research in the past that's comparable to this one?
Absolutely, Ted. This study is like the cool modern grandkid of Clive McKay's work from the 1930s. McKay was the OG of calorie restriction research. He did experiments on rats and found that cutting their calories could extend their lifespan by up to 50%. It was groundbreaking stuff back then.
That's ancient history. This new study is far more comprehensive and uses genetically diverse mice, making it much more relevant to humans.
You're missing the point, Kate. McKay's work was the foundation that all this research is built on. It's like comparing the Wright brothers' first flight to a modern jet.
But McKay's work didn't account for genetic factors or explore different types of dietary restriction like this new study does. It's a whole
interesting comparison. How do you think this new study advances our understanding compared to McKay's work?
Well, Ted, this study gives us a more nuanced view. It's like going from black and white TV to 4K Ultra HD. While it confirms that caloric restriction can extend lifespan, it also shows that genetic resilience is a crucial player. It's not just about eating less. It's about how your body handles eating less.
I agree it's more nuanced, but let's not lose sight of the forest for the trees. This study confirms the basic premise of McKay's work, that caloric restriction can significantly extend lifespan. It's like McKay gave us the lyrics, and this new study is adding the melody.
True, but it also challenges some long-held beliefs. For instance, it suggests that weight loss and improved metabolic profiles might not be the golden tickets to longevity we thought they were. That's a pretty big shakeup in the field.
Fair point, Eric. But it doesn't negate the overall benefits of caloric restriction that McKay initially observed. If anything, it reinforces the importance of this approach while adding more layers to our understanding.
Let's talk about the practical implications. How might these findings impact current dietary recommendations?
We need to tread carefully here, Ted. This study suggests that when it comes to calorie restriction, moderation might be the key. It's not about going to extremes or jumping on the latest fasting fad. Think of it as finding the Goldilocks zone, not too much, not too little, but just right.
I disagree. The study clearly shows that more significant calorie reduction led to longer lifespans. We should be encouraging people to eat less overall.
But hold on, Kate.
It's like...
Remember, the mice that lost the most weight had compromised immune systems and shorter lives. We can't ignore the potential risks. It's not just about living longer.
That's why we need more human studies to determine the optimal level of calorie restriction for longevity in people. We can't just extrapolate from mice to humans without...
Looking to the future, how do you think these findings might influence longevity research and potential interventions?
I believe this study will be a game changer, Ted. We're likely to see a much greater focus on genetic factors in longevity research. Imagine a world where we have personalized diet plans based on our genetic profiles. It's like having a tailor-made suit, but for your lifespan.
That's short-sighted, Eric. This study clearly shows the power of caloric restriction. I think we'll see more research into drugs or interventions that mimic the effects of calorie restriction. It's like finding a way to
have
cake. But
Kate, the study also showed that traditional markers like blood glucose levels and body temperature didn't explain the link between cutting calories and living longer. We need to rethink our whole approach. It's not as
simple as... That just means we need to find better biomarkers. The fundamental principle of caloric restriction extending lifespan still holds. We can't throw the baby out of the bath.
Interesting perspectives. How do you think these findings might translate to human longevity in the real world?
I think we're heading towards a more personalized approach to diet and aging, Ted. Instead of one-size-fits-all recommendations, we might develop genetic tests to determine who would benefit most from calorie restriction. It's like having a GPS for your diet, tailored directions for each individual's journey to longevity.
That's too complex for widespread adoption, Eric. We should focus on developing general guidelines for calorie restriction that can benefit the majority of people. It's like public health campaigns. We need simple, clear messages.
But the study showed that genetic resilience was crucial. Ignoring individual genetic factors could be dangerous. We can't just tell everyone to eat less and expect it to work.
The overall trend is clear. Eating less extends lifespan. We should be encouraging everyone to reduce their calorie intake. It's a simple message with potentially
Finally,
huge benefits.
What potential negative consequences should we be aware of as this research moves forward?
There's a real risk here, Ted. People might take this too far and adopt extreme diets that could compromise their health. We need to emphasize the importance of balanced nutrition. It's like walking a tightrope. You need the right balance to make it across safely.
The real risk is inaction, Eric. Obesity and overeating are major health problems. We should be encouraging widespread adoption of calorie restriction.
But remember, Kate, the study showed that losing too much weight was associated with shorter lifespans. We can't ignore the potential dangers of extreme dieting. It's not just about eating less.
That's why we need more research to determine the optimal level of calorie restriction for humans. The potential benefits are too significant to ignore. We're on the cusp of a longevity revolution.
Thank you both for this enlightening discussion. It's clear that while this study offers exciting possibilities for extending human lifespan, there's still much to learn about the complex interplay between diet, genetics, and longevity. As always, more research is needed to translate these findings into practical recommendations for humans. Until next time, this is Ted from Listen2. Stay curious and stay healthy.